This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The Israeli government said Hamas militants on Friday freed two Americans, Judith Renan and her 17-year-old daughter Natalie, who had been held hostage in Gaza since militants rampaged through Israel 2 weeks ago. The pair, who also hold Israeli citizenship, were the first hostages to be released of the roughly 200 abducted. Hamas said it was releasing them in an agreement with the Qatari government for humanitarian reasons. Egypt has so far refused to open its borders to Palestinians fleeing Israel's bombardment of the Gaza Strip following the October 7th attack by Hamas militants on civilians and soldiers in southern Israel. As Henry Ridgewell reports, Egypt is wary of allowing thousands of refugees to cross the frontier.
Egypt, for now, is not allowing Palestinians to cross the border to escape Gaza into the relative safety of Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. Hundreds of thousands of Palestinians fled their lands in past conflicts with Israel. Many have never been allowed to return. Egypt and much of the Arab world fears the consequences of Palestinians once again fleeing Gaza. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
Republicans have dropped Jim Jordan as their nominee for House Speaker in a private meeting. This comes after Jordan failed Friday in a third try for the Speaker's gavel. Digging in for a fight, Jordan had said at the Capitol that Congress needs to, quote, get to work for the American people. But Jordan lost ground as opposition deepened. GOP lawmakers had been warning the hard-edged ally of Donald Trump that no threats or promises could win their support. More than two dozen centrist Republicans revolted over the Ohio congressman's nomination and the hardball tactics being used to win them over. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. UN aid trucks to Gaza are still stuck at the border with Egypt, with badly needed supplies still on hold. AP correspondent Tiffany Wong reports.
More than 200 trucks carrying about 3,000 tons of aid are still waiting to cross the border from Egypt to the Gaza Strip, while those in need of these supplies try to get by with little water and one meal a day. Doctors in darkened wards across Gaza performed surgeries by the light of mobile phones and used vinegar to treat those infected. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says he is doing everything he can to get the critical supplies into Gaza.
These trucks are not just trucks. They are a lifeline. They are the difference between life and death for so many people in Gaza.
Workers have begun repairing roads between Egypt and Gaza on Friday, and officials hope the crossing will open on Saturday. I'm Tiffany Wong.
A lawyer who represented Donald Trump's 2020 presidential campaign, Kenneth Chesbro, helped plead guilty on Friday to illegal efforts to reverse the former U.S. president's defeat in the state of Georgia, just days before he was about to go on trial. Chesbro pleaded guilty in a Fulton County court to conspiracy to commit filing of false documents, a felony, one day after another former lawyer of Trump, Sidney Powell, pleaded guilty to misdemeanor charges. Chesbro agreed to testify against Trump and the other 15 co-defendants. The plea agreement calls for Chesbro to be sentenced to 5 years of probation and pay $5,000 in restitution. Military rulers in Niger say they foiled an attempted escape by President Mohamed Bazoum, who they have detained since a July coup. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
The interim authorities in Niger said Bazoum and his family had been helped by accomplices in the security forces. Military spokesman Colonel Major Amadou Abdurrahman said the attempt had taken place at 3 a.m. on Thursday. Bazoum's party and family members say he has had no access to running water, electricity, or fresh goods. Niger's coup was one of five that swept West Africa's Sahel region in 3 years. Like elected presidents in neighboring Mali and Burkina Faso, Bazoum was pushed out in part because of frustration over efforts to tackle insurgency in the region that has killed thousands.
David Doyle from Reuters. Donald Trump has been fined $5,000 after a disparaging social media post about a key court staffer in his New York civil fraud case was allowed to linger on his campaign website after the judge ordered it deleted. Judge Arthur Engoron avoided holding Trump in contempt for now, but reserved the right to do so and possibly even put him in jail should he continue violating the order. Engoron said in a written ruling Friday that he decided on a nominal fine because Trump's lawyers said that it was a first-time violation. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.